As Ghana joins the League of Oil Producing Countries, government says it will institutionalize transparency measures to ensure prudent management of oil resources. Aside from the Jubilee fields, 11 other discoveries have been made, the recent being just last week. Government has indicated that it will engage with investors through the GIPC and other relevant ministries to ensure increased levels of Ghanaian participation. These were some areas of focus in the president's policy statement for the next few months. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
When oil was first discovered in Ghana, many were those who feared that it could bring misfortunes rather than a blessing. This feeling comes as a result of the many countries that face turmoil due to mismanagement of the resource and massive corruption by leaders who enrich themselves at the detriment of their citizens. The government of Ghana looks forward to channeling all appropriate resources into the national economy so that all ordinary Ghanaians will benefit in one way or the other. Significant quantities of oil have already been exported. President Mahama promises to work both in the short and long term to ensure that the oil resource becomes a blessing.
Let me stress that we do not see the prospect in this sector just in terms of revenue from oil exports. The natural gas resources that are associated with oil production are also extremely important to us. These are capable of becoming a fuel for transforming our economy. We will address squarely the challenges that we are faced in respect of the gas project and ensure that the gas from the Jubilee field begins to be monetized within the coming year. Our disappointment over the reliability of gas supply through the West African gas pipeline must not make us skeptical about the value of regional cooperation projects of this nature. We will continue to initiate dialogue with the governments of Nigeria as well as the governments of Togo and Benin, who are all participants in this important initiative of regional cooperation to address issues about the performance of the West African gas pipeline.
Another issue of importance that the president looked at was the health sector. Problems in this sector basically is with access to health care by the poor and quality health care. President Mahama is of the view that dialogue with relevant stakeholders to identify basic problems that hinder the work of medical personnel can solve the many avoidable deaths. He directs the health minister to take this step.
The Minister of Health has been requested to coordinate with the various departments and agencies in the health sector to ensure the following. The available medical personnel arrive at post on time and deliver qualitative service to Ghanaians, treating everyone with respect and dignity. That efforts be made to speed up ongoing projects to improve critical infrastructure and logistical constraints that our health personnel face in their efforts to deliver quality health service to Ghanaians. The mechanism be put in place for the investigation of the death of persons who die in our health posts and other health facilities. Evaluate and determine the adequacy of cost containment strategies of the National Health Insurance Authority. Present a report on a list of additional sources of funding for the National Health Insurance Scheme and commence in this quarter processes towards the issuance of NHIA identity card based on a biometric database.
For the many people who are skeptical about how the president will monitor the many directives he gave out to the various ministers, a delivery unit has already been established at the office of the president. All ministers who have been directed to take actions are to provide the presidency with a delivery plan, and the unit will guide the implementation delivery and review performance of these ministers on a bi-weekly basis.
Pascalina Dadevo reports.